is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Vatican just announced Pope Francis has the onset of pneumonia in both his lungs, but remains in good spirits. His respiratory infection also involves asthmatic bronchitis. The 88-year-old Pope has been hospitalized since Friday. At the Vatican, tourists like Natalie from Luxembourg are wishing the Holy Father well.
I feel very sorry for him. It's really, we hope he will get better soon and recover.
The Vatican says the Pope is grateful for the prayers for his recovery. The U.S. and Russia have agreed to work on ending the war in Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio led a U.S. delegation in today's talks in Saudi Arabia.
Today is the first step of a long and difficult journey, but an important one. And President Trump is committed to bringing an end to this conflict.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi has more on today's talks.
Restore staffing at their respective embassies in Washington and in Moscow. That's huge. Also creating a high-level team to support Ukrainian peace talks, these ongoing conversations that will be happening between these three countries. And then third, exploring closer relations and economic cooperation.
Ukrainian and European officials are upset they were left out of today's talks. Ukrainian President Zelensky has said his country will not accept any peace deal it doesn't have a say in. Only two of the 21 passengers injured in yesterday's plane crash at Toronto Pearson International Airport remain in the hospital. The plane is still lying upside down. Airport CEO Deborah Flint says the cause of the crash is still under investigation.
We are looking to get to support that investigation and the removal of that aircraft off the runway, at which point we can do our inspections and then return that runway into service.
Louisville, Kentucky could get several inches of snow tonight, just days after flooding killed at least 14 people. Governor Andy Beshear says the snow will hamper the recovery effort.
Don't drive around barricades. Don't drive through water. We lost a lot of these people driving through water, and we don't want to lose any more.
Geneticists may have found a key gene when it comes to how we talk.
Researchers in Rockefeller University believe the NOVA1 gene, found only in humans, may be linked to the origins of speech. They used gene editing on mice to test the theory and found it changed the way the animals vocalized.
We had two biologically relevant scenarios where there's motivation on the part of the mouse to speak, and they spoke differently.
Dr. Robert Darnell says the gene isn't the only reason humans can speak, but it could hold out hope for people with issues such as nonverbal autism. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Stocks are lower this afternoon. Dow down 97 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The lawsuit regarding the Racine Mobile Voting RV has been thrown out by the state Supreme Court. That's according to the Associated Press. The suit was over Racine's 2022 use of a mobile voting van and where it parked. In the court's 4-3 ruling, it said that a Republican Party official that filed the lawsuit lacked standing to challenge the Election Commission's decision. You can read more about the ruling at RacineCountyEye.com. Soon, the wind chills won't be so dangerous. Bitterly cold temperatures continue in the area, but a warm-up is on the way. A cold weather advisory remains in effect through tomorrow morning. Voters in Kenosha today are deciding on a $115 million operational referendum for the school district. There's also a statewide spring primary election featuring a race for state superintendent of public instruction. There are other primary races everywhere. You can check your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. The Racine Family YMCA has launched their Membership for All program. It's meant to help low-income residents overcome financial barriers to membership. The initiative is said to provide affordable access to YMCA facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A rematch against Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Fighting Illini. The last time these two teams met, Illinois won by 6. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I know we've gotten a lot better, but obviously here's somebody that got us the first round, and what can we do better to take away the things that they did really well the first time? And offensive rebounding for them was something they emphasized, and they were really good at it that night.
NFL, the Packers need to make decisions on on free agents like center Josh Myers, kicker Brandon McManus. Today is the first day teams can use the franchise tag. Baseball spring training, Brewers' new lefty Nestor Cortez talked about his elbow injury.
So I started throwing in like mid-December. Those first 2-3 weeks are like growing pains and knowing that you're a little sore, but I feel like I have a good sense of what's sore and what's pain. You know, turn some heads and keep going forward.
That's the Brewers' new left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Feeling very frigid today with high temperatures climbing to the single digits and winds knocking us back to feeling sub-zero all day. Then again tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect where wind chills will make us feel as cold as 15 below. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters, and he wraps up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
Well, at number five, it was an animated movie from China, Naza 2, that brought in $7.2 million. At number four was the animated movie from Universal Pictures, Dogman, bringing in $9.7 million. The horror movie Hard Eyes, about a killer who stalks couples on Valentine's Day, was third with $10 million. And at number one and number two were the two new releases the weekend. Paddington in Peru was second with $13 million. And Captain America Brave New World ran away with first place with $88.5 million for its three-day total. And it should be up over $100 million when you factor in the four-day Presidents' Day weekend totals after Monday. Next week, look for Captain America Brave New World to remain at number one with two new additional releases, the heartfelt and inspirational movie The Unbreakable Boy from Lionsgate and the dark comedy horror movie The Monkey from Beyond Textures. It's a great time to go see a movie. Go warm up at the cinema.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Oh, sin. I got a friend in Jesus. So you know that when I die, he's gonna set me up with the Spirit in the sky. Oh, set me up with the Spirit in the sky. It's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and the name of the rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. Go to the place that's the best.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, it's not this weekend, but next weekend. You're going to want to plan to visit Memorial Hall in Racine. March 1st and 2nd as Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. There's going to be trends in home remodeling on display. There's going to be energy efficiency experts and wellness practitioners, as well as sustainable living experts. You can also see live demonstrations. It all happens a week from this weekend, Saturday, March 1st and Sunday, March 2nd, 10 till 4 each day. $10 at the door, and guess what? We're going to be there too with live broadcasts. So come by and say hi. It's all from the Racine County Eye, so if you want more information about it, you should visit racinecountyeye.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. chulavistaresort.com.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson. The Milwaukee historian and teacher travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
History, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know 1 and 1 is 2, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. Well, maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. History. Biology. Well, French I took. Yeah. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Sam Cooke on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. The story around here continues to be the weather, specifically the cold. Tonight, look for a low of 0, but wind chills 10 to 15 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 14, but again, wind chill values below 0.
Yeah.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Herman's Hermits, they're going to be in concert with the Association a week from Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. Don Rosen is going to have tickets to give away. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The lawsuit regarding the Racine mobile voting RV has been thrown out by the state Supreme Court. That's according to the Associated Press. The suit was over Racine's 2022 use of a mobile voting van and where it parked. In the court's 4-3 ruling, it said that a Republican Party official that filed the lawsuit lacked standing to challenge the Election Commission's decision. The ruling didn't decide whether the voting site on wheels was legal. The lawsuit filed by Racine County Republican Party Chairman Ken Brown sought to prevent mobile voting vans from being used in any future election. You can read more about the ruling at racinecountyi.com. Soon the wind chills won't be so dangerous. Bitterly cold temperatures continue in the area, but a warm-up is on the way. A cold weather advisory remains in effect through tomorrow morning. Highs tomorrow near 14, with temperatures expected to rise into the 40s by Sunday. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Altogether, voters in Kenosha are being asked for an extra $115 million. The spring primary election day today has a sparse ballot for most, but an important question in Kenosha. The school district is looking for approval on an operational referendum asking to raise spending by $23 million a year. District taxpayers would be looking at paying an extra $300 a year on a $250,000 home. Racine Unified voters will see a referendum on the April ballot. There is a statewide race and other items to vote on today. To see your ballot and where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Feeling very frigid today with high temperatures climbing to the single digits and winds knocking us back to feeling sub-zero all day. Then again tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect where wind chills will make us feel as cold as 15 below. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Yeah.
local news. Timeless hits from Ringo Starr on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? This is just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the city of Liege, which is in Belgium, tried using cats to deliver the mail. Yeah, it was an unsuccessful experiment in Belgium, attempting to use cats to transport mail. It didn't work.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, things like snowplow safety and emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim is to promote safety.
Hearts go astray.
The world is bright.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Did you listen to Dan Marcus today? Welcome Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. He's there from 9 till 2 each weekday. And you know what I love? I love his Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets. It's where he plays a song that hasn't been on the radio in many, many years, sometimes decades. And you can check it all out between 9 and 2 every weekday. It's Dan Marcus and the Dan Marcus Wax Museum on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their chocolate chip cannoli kringle. This exceptional kringle creation has a delicious cannoli cream filling layered with premium chocolate chips. O&H tops it with vanilla bean icing, sprinkle with toasted almonds, and more chocolate chips. It's an O&H kringle you don't want to miss. So do stop in and enjoy it this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Well, a study proves what many of us already know. The majority of us are brand loyal to products like coffee, mayonnaise, and toothpaste. Yeah, I know my neighbor's 8-year-old won't switch from Newports for anything.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you meet me in the hallway. Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you meet me in the hallway. Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The condition of Pope Francis has gotten worse. CBS's Anna Matranga is in Rome.
Pope Francis has developed pneumonia in both lungs, the Vatican said in a statement. Originally hospitalized 5 days ago for bronchitis, a CT scan this afternoon revealed the new, more serious diagnosis. The Vatican said the infection requires complex therapeutic treatment, but that the Pope remains in good spirits.
It's not clear how long the 88-year-old Pope will have to stay in the hospital. Secretary of State Marco Rubio just briefed key European ministers on his talks with Russian officials about Ukraine today.
I came away today convinced that they are willing to begin to engage in a serious process to determine how and how quickly and through what mechanism can an end be brought to this war.
The European officials were upset they weren't included in today's talks in Saudi Arabia. Ukrainian President Zelensky said his country will not accept a deal that is brokered without Ukraine. Hamas now says it will release 6 living Israeli hostages Saturday instead of 3. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Jerusalem.
If there are 4 dead bodies that are handed over on Thursday,